Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Thankful to have you here today and really grateful that the Lord created you and you are in this little podcast experience for a reason. He has appointed this moment for you to have some sort of insight into the scriptures or perhaps something that is prayed is right for you. So pay attention and enjoy hearing the Word of God. I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 22 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. He ate nothing in those days. Afterwards, when they were completed, he was hungry. The devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. This is from Deuteronomy 8:3. The devil, leading him up to a high mountain, showed him all of the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil said to him, I will give you all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I want. If you therefore will worship before me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered him, Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and you shall serve him only, from Deuteronomy 6:13. He led him to Jerusalem and sent him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written, He will put his angels in charge of you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest perhaps you dash your foot against a stone. This is from Psalm 91, verses 11 through 12. Jesus answered and said to him, It has been said, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 6:16. When the devil had completed every temptation, he departed from him until another time. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and news about him spread through all the surrounding area. He taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. He entered, as was his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. The book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. He opened the book and found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to deliver those who are crushed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This is from Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. He closed the book, gave it to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all the synagogue were fastened on him. He began to tell them, Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. All testified about him and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Isn't this Joseph's son? Mind if I pray for you? Lord, here again we see that a prophet is without honor in his own country, his own hometown, and many of us who have left hometowns, which I certainly have, know that to be true. People know us from the past, and it's hard for them to see us grown up and living a new, different life. And so, Lord, I pray for my friend today who may be experiencing that, where people have underestimated them or their family of origin has placed them in a box and they can't seem to get out no matter what they do. So, Lord, I pray for perseverance in that, and just to entrust ourselves to a faithful Creator in doing what is right. Lord, thank you for this dynamic scene of Jesus grabbing the scroll, not grabbing it, but getting the scroll and proclaiming what his ministry is. We're so grateful that you preached good news to the poor. We're so grateful that you heal the brokenhearted. I pray for those people today who are brokenhearted. Please heal them. Release the captives. Recover sight to the blind. Deliver those who are crushed under the weight of this world system. And Lord, as this particular passage begins, we see the temptation of you. And I just see how how twisted the enemy was able to twist and contextualize scriptures to mean different things than what they were meant to be. And Lord, you show us that the way to combat the tricky lies of the enemy that sound a lot like truth and even couched in scripture is to be seeped in scripture ourselves. And so Lord, today help us to fall in love with your word, to know it like the back of our hand, to know it so deeply and so intimately. Lord, we don't want to live by bread alone, but by every word that you speak to us. Lord, thank you that, and I just think, you know, as I'm praying, I'm thinking about this scene where all of the glories of all of the different civilizations were flashed before you. And even including like New York City in 2022, you saw it all. And that was a lot. And you chose not to submit yourself to the enemy of our souls. You walked forward and away from that temptation, even though you were hungry, and you defeated the works of the enemy. And then, of course, the exclamation point was the cross. So we thank you for all that you've done, all that you've endured for our sake. We are humbled, and we want to live our lives for you because of that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It's been a couple months now, but The Most Misunderstood Women of the Bible has now come out. It's out into the world. There was all sorts of crazy spiritual warfare going on, including these weird robot books that were written about the book that people were trying to make money off of my intellectual property, all sorts of crazy things. Anyway, it's out now, and so if you really want to unpack the stories of these 10 women, you can pick up a copy wherever books are sold.